Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on, or if you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. I am recording on a Saturday night at 9 p.m. This is not like me, but I really feel like I want to take the whole Sunday off. Every time I have to record, I have to like work what I'm doing throughout the day around it. But tomorrow, I just want to relax and I want to disconnect a little bit because I feel like I've been going go, go, go ever since I started incorporating like going out during the week and just saying yes to more things. I feel like I'm always slammed with stuff to do. So I think it's important for me to have some sort of balance, which, you know, there's not really a balance. There's always going to be something that is lacking in my life. A lot of people ask me, how do you balance everything? I don't ever find the balance. Either my fitness routine is going to be lacking, or my sleep is going to be lacking, or the amount of work that I want to do is going to be lacking. Like, I can't do it all. And I've already like came to terms with that I'm not like Wonder Woman. I'm close, but not there. So if you also feel that way, like, give yourself some grace because it's hard out here. I was telling my mom that now that I have my business and I work a full-time job, it's like I'm working like 3 or 4 times the amount that I used to work before I had all this, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. Like, this honestly fuels me a veces. This week I was just thinking, why do I even do this? Like, why do I put myself through this? And then I check myself and I tell myself and give myself a little pep talk and say, you wanted this, you enjoy this, this is your passion. Everybody has to work hard. Nothing that you want comes easy. Like, when it comes to a passion or a dream that you have, if it was that easy, everybody would do it. But there's a lot that goes behind all this. I know you guys just see the pretty like podcast that is posted on YouTube or the pretty podcast that's uploaded to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, but it's a lot of work. And like I said, I love it. But obviously, it's a lot while you're still trying to do your laundry, you're trying to pay your bills, you're trying to have family time, friend time. I feel like this week was one of the weeks where I was very overwhelmed. So I just told myself, just do as much as you can. Y lo que no se puede, no se puede. But one thing that I did prioritize was my fitness. I started running. I've been going to all my classes. So I've been feeling good physically. And I think that's what's helped me really push through this whole like stressful time. The reason that I didn't record last week was because my business taxes, I had to do them this week because it's like the only time that I have, and I had to prep for that. It was my first time filing business taxes for my LLC, and it was scary. It's scary navigating a space that you've never been in. That, I mean, my sister also has a business, but totally different. And she did help me. She pointed me in some direction. But the rest, it's still like the unknown. And I'm sure a lot of first-gen, first-time business owners feel this way. It's nerve-wracking. Money's scary, but we're learning to know how to go about it because it's something like I'm the first person. Well, not me, but my sister's the first person to have a business. Then it's me. And we're kind of just the blind leading the blind. But you, one day we're going to be the ones teaching our future generations how we did it. I'm proud to be part of that movement in my family. And I don't know, I'm proud of myself. This week was very overwhelming. Mercury was definitely in reggaeton because I just had like the roughest week. Everything was frustrating. Also, probably like my period's coming soon. So my level of tolerance was really low. So I was really snappy. And I don't like getting like that, but así soy, I'm a fire sign. I never believed in zodiac signs, but apparently it's true. And I'm an Aries. My birthday's coming up. She's going to be 34, you guys. I cannot believe 34. So anyways, in a long 5 minutes into the podcast, that's the reason why I didn't record last week. Thank you so much for understanding. Everyone that sent me messages, like, take your time off. Don't worry about it. I appreciate it. I always feel so guilty. But at the same time, I need to listen to my own advice and take some time for myself because, I mean, I did work anyways, but I couldn't do it all. I just, like, not in the mood, and I decided to take time off. And thank you so much for giving me grace and for continuing to listen to me. It really means a lot to me. So I have a couple things to go over with you guys. One is that the tote bags are back in stock. The original Unbreakable Latina podcast. They're super cute. I use them for everything. I always take them to the mail when I have all the packages that I need to send out. Gym bag, everything. It's like a multi-purpose bag. I love it. I'm not just saying that because it's my bag, but I freaking love it. And everyone who has bought one is like, I take it everywhere. It fits everything. Perfect beach bag as well. Beach season is coming. I can't wait. I love the beach. I need a tan. Your girl's been inside too long. And second announcement is that my Instagram story views are very low. And you're probably like, who cares, Melina? Well, I do, because a lot of you guys, that's how I interact with you. And I don't know what's going on with Instagram. I shared this with another creator. She said that she's having the same issues. And it makes me kind of sad because I really love stories. So hopefully that gets fixed, because I usually range from like 3,000 to like 4,000 views per story. Now I'm getting 800. And at first I was like, maybe I'm getting really annoying on stories and that's why people are muting me. But it was just like such a big difference in numbers that, I don't know, it's kind of shocking. So if I started thinking also that if for some reason I'm shadow banned and you're not seeing my content, you might not have seen that I started the group that I've been talking about, and it's called the Amigi Social Club. So if you haven't followed, you could follow at Amigi Social Club on Instagram. I'm planning the first meetup for next Sunday, which would be this Sunday if you're listening to this the week that I upload the podcast. I'm probably going to do like a hot girl mental health walk, just get to know people, something very simple. I'm a little bit shy when it comes to big groups, so if you end up going and I start stuttering or I'm nervous, it's just like that's the person that I am. Even though I'm on social media and stuff, I get like in big group settings sometimes I get a little shy, but hopefully not. I'm very nervous about it, but I'm very excited because I've been wanting to do this for so long. I know a lot of you guys have requested to have like meetups, and a lot of people say like have a meet and greet, but I don't know. I just feel weird calling it a meet and greet. Like, I just want everybody to have fun and get to know each other. Obviously meet you guys and a lot of you guys that I've connected with online, but I don't know in person. But when you say meet and greet, like it sounds like a celebrity and I don't feel like a celebrity. So I'm just the regular gal that lives in Riverside. So the Amigi Social was created just to have a group of women who get together, make friends, have new connections. I know it's very difficult to make friends now in our adult age. And Like after college, I feel like it became challenging, especially if those people that work from home. I'm sure it's so much more difficult to make friends if all your friends are married or they moved away, like the friends that you grew up with or went to college with. I was in that situation for a while. I felt very lonely. And when I finally got the job that I have now, it's where I've made most of my friends. And if I didn't get that job, I used to work another job that was very, I guess, a small office. I worked at a law firm, and I would have had like just like 50-year-old friends that are attorneys and that would boss me around. But I just wanted to create this group just for girls like me that feel like they need more community, more connections, and based in the Inland Empire and Orange County. So I'm going to have some meets here in the IE. I don't know the consistency yet. I want to do the bare minimum once a month to meet up. But I don't know. Give me suggestions of what things you guys would like to do with the Amigui Social Club. I'm very excited for it and just to see where it goes. Like, start off small by going on walks, and then who knows, later we're going to be hosting big events and maybe going worldwide. Worldwide? No, but really, like, nationwide. Because a lot of girls that live in Chicago, shout out to my Chicago girlies, for some reason, that's like the next city besides LA and like Southern California. That's the next city that a lot of my followers and listeners are from. I was looking at my analytics today because I was working on my social media kit, and I am really trying this year to accomplish a lot of goals. So me estoy poniendo las pilas, amigas, okay? So ya empezamos bueno. I've been going hard this whole year. I feel very proud. I'm exhausted, pero aquí les vamos a echar ganas, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing. I really want to bring guests in. Like, I thought about it the other day, and I was just thinking, I think I'm comfortable enough for a while. I second-guess myself a lot. Like I said, I become like socially awkward sometimes when other people are around, but I'm getting better at, you know, putting myself out there and talking to people that I don't necessarily know through somebody, like just random strangers starting a conversation. I've noticed a lot in me. I would never be the type of girl that would make conversation with a stranger. Now I am. I'm a social butterfly now. I start like, oh, I like your sweater. I like this. The other day when I went to Pilates, one of the girls like complimented my workout set, and we started talking, and then the other girl started talking, and I'm like, wow, like, this is not who I used to be. I used to be very timid, would look down, not make eye contact with anybody. So I've grown a lot as a person, and I think I'm ready for the next step of like bringing more guests. And I have the guests in mind. Like, I have a list of friends, all my social media friends that I want on here. It's just that my schedule sucks, and a lot of people don't want to work on weekends, and most of those creators work like Monday through Friday doing content creation, and rarely do they work weekends. So that's the challenge for me, but I know it'll work out eventually. So cross your fingers and manifest this for me that this year we're going to bring more guests. And I don't know, I just have a good feeling about this year. I'm very, very thankful. And for all of you that keep listening, keep following me, keep liking my stuff, no matter what the freaking algorithm on IG is, or the fact that TikTok might get banned. On today's episode, I wanted to talk about Marianismo. Marianismo is the concept of the traditional gender role of women in Latin America, where cultural expectations require them to be sexually, quote-unquote, pure and submissive to their husbands. In many Latin American or Hispanic cultures, Marianismo is an idealized traditional feminine gender role characterized by submissiveness, selflessness, chastity, hyperfemininity, acceptance of machismo in males. This term was created in response to machismo, which is a traditional gender role of men, requiring them to exhibit masculine pride. Marianismo is on the other side of machismo, or in other words, men are expected to act one way while women are expected to act the opposite way at the same time. Growing up, I never knew that there was a definition for Marianismo. I think this term is rather newer, but I knew what machismo was. And the reason that I knew what machismo was is because I would overhear like my mom and her friends or comadres talk about how el esposo de sabe quién es machista, or somebody's husband is a machista. And I knew that machista for me growing up was someone who told their wife what to do. If they said you can't wear that, then the wife couldn't wear that. Marianismo and machismo are very harmful to our culture, because growing up, the term that I always talk about is "carita te ves más bonita." I remember that would be a term used so often in my household, because I've always been that spunky kid. Even though I've been shy, I've been that spunky kid that like questions things or will call out people when they lie. I remember my dad used to tell me that all the time, like "carita se ve más bonita," and I would never really grasp what he meant. But he basically was telling me, like, shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. You speak too much. I think that term, carita te ves más bonita, is very harmful, because we learn that it's better to stay quiet than to speak up, because you don't want to be problematic. And one thing about me, I've always been the black sheep. I've always been the problematic one. But now growing up and not giving a shit anymore about what people think, I realized that I am a curse breaker, a generational curse breaker. I call it like it is, and a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people have called me problematic before, or why do you always have to make everything an issue? And it's not that, it's just I don't comply with whatever someone says. If I don't think that that's correct, I'm gonna fight you back. And I'm not trying to argue with people, but I am opinionated. I'm very opinionated, and sometimes it's a blessing, sometimes it's a curse, and it causes a lot of tension between, you know, family. I have been in a situation where I didn't stay calladita, and I spoke up for myself, or I defended someone in my family, and then I became the problematic one. And time again, I would catch myself crying for saying, like, why don't you just shut up, Melina? Like, why do you always have to say something? But if I just shut up and I let it stay inside me and not speak up for what I believe in or call out somebody when they're wrong, that is hurtful to myself, because there has been times where me quedé calladita para ser más bonita, and it ended up deteriorating my mental health, my confidence, and I'm never gonna do that ever again. I'm always gonna speak up. I don't care if your feelings get hurt. I'm always respectful, but sometimes you just have to call out people for what they are. And I think when we grow up in this Marianismo culture where women are meant to be submissive and meant to be not problematic and just be quiet and do what everybody else says that you have to do and have these traditional gender roles, we're not letting ourselves be ourselves. Because truly, a lot of people rebel after being in a marriage with a machista and being part of that Marianismo. I've seen it time and time again in my family where I had these tías that were married to this machista man, and but they would be submissive and they'd be like, oh, like really quiet. And I've seen it in marriages of friends of the family where they become this perfect little quiet woman. And then once they get divorced, they go crazy. They go crazy, start partying. And which is fine, because for a long time they were being submissive to their husbands and having food on the table. And then all of a sudden they get cheated on and they get treated bad. But they put up with so much for so long that once they leave those marriages, it's like, well, let's do whatever the heck we want. And I don't blame them. I probably would do the same thing. Marianismo also can affect us with our sexual life, because if in Marianismo culture, you're supposed to be pure. You're supposed to be like this virgin. And if you have sex before marriage, you're ruined and you're bad and nobody wants you anymore. But because of this thing that, because of Marianismo and how we grew up and our culture, and it's frowned upon to have sex before marriage, then we don't get educated on birth control or on STDs or on sexuality, self-pleasure, and many other things. So therefore, people get in trouble by getting pregnant right away because they don't know what birth control is, because they never had that conversation. And the first time they have sex, they don't know what they're doing. So Marianismo can affect us in so many ways. Another way that Marianismo can affect us is that there's this idea that once a woman is married, has children, they have to devote themselves fully into being a mom, being a wife, and that's it. You're not going to do anything else besides being a mom, being a wife. And if you do anything else besides that, then it's frowned upon. If you decide to go after a career, that's frowned upon. Because of this, there's a lot of mental health issues that women have, and they suffer in silence because they're so afraid to speak up and get help because that's what they're supposed to do. And I think nowadays, we're breaking generational curses, and we're no longer accepting this machismo is marianismo, but then we're the rebels. Although I consider myself a generational curse breaker and a strong, independent woman, I feel like marianismo machismo has affected me growing up in so many ways. And I've talked about this in the past in my machismo episode, where I grew up with two very different families, right? My dad's family was very deeply rooted in marianismo machismo culture. My mom's family wasn't so much like that. My mom grew up with 6 brothers, and then my grandmother was a single mom, and then my mom. So my uncles were very caring towards my mom and my grandmother, because although my mom and my grandmother did cook for them and took care of them, when they weren't working, they would do a lot of stuff for my mom and my grandmother because they just helped each other out. You would see a lot of my uncles, still to this day, they'll cook, they'll serve you plates. They're not the type that be like, go serve me a plate. It's not like that on my mom's side of the family, but on my dad's side of the family, it was very like, the men eat first, the kids eat next, and then the women eat last, and then las fiestas and the parties, men would be outside in the garage, and then the women would be inside in the kitchen, and then they would be like whispering, and if they were chismeando, then, you know, a man would say something. And it was just such a different dynamic, and it was very confusing growing up, because I would go to my dad's side of the family and not understand why, you know, we ate second and my mom ate last, and I never got that. But on my mom's side of the family, so like even nowadays, we'll go to barbecues, they always serve the women first and then the men eat last. It's just different. It's so different, and it was confusing growing up. So having relationships, I remember one of my first boyfriends, he was a machista. He was definitely such a machista, and I didn't realize that until one day he told me like, hey, you shouldn't wear that, that's too short. And I was like, hold up, buddy, my dad doesn't tell me what to wear. Even though my dad was strict and was a little bit machista, he wasn't fully, he never told me what to wear. If anything, he would be like hyping me up anytime I would dress up. And when that ex-boyfriend told me that, I was like, whoa, like, listen here, little buddy, you're not gonna tell me what to do. And it caused a lot of problems between our relationship, which I'm glad it did, because it showed me who he was. And it wasn't someone that I wanted to be with, that was going to be super machista with me, especially knowing how I am. I'm very outspoken. I'm not a calladita te ves más bonita. I'm like, calladita, never. Bonita, always. But I knew that that was not the guy for me when that happened. And it was kind of like a shock to me, because I've never had a man tell me how to dress, or he never complimented me. And it was just a whole thing that I'm glad, even though I was so young at that time, I was like in my 20s, I realized it really quick that I was like, whoa, what is this about? One thing that I do remember growing up is that my brother got to go out with whoever he wanted, right? And although my parents had a curfew on him and things like that, they wouldn't worry too much about him. But when I went out, if I was out past a certain time, my dad would be like, una muchacha decente no debe de andar. And I think that's the marianismo is rooted in their way of thinking. It's just the way they grew up, because I'm sure they heard their parents talk about how girls should not be out at certain hours of the night. I remember this huge fight that I had with my dad one time. And yeah, did I get home super late? I did. But I honestly wasn't doing anything bad. We were like at Denny's or doing something dumb. And I felt so offended, because I felt like he was calling me a hoe. Like, you're a whore, you're out at these hours of the night. And I felt so hurt by it, and I was like, how could you say that about me? Like, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything bad. Legit, I was having some cheesy fries with my friends at Denny's. Like, why are you offending me like that? And now, looking back and growing up and learning about all these terms and how our culture just keeps passing it down to the future generations, and us being the generational curse breakers, it's so deep rooted in us to think these ways, that it's hard. And I give my, you know, I give my parents grace for being part of a little bit of the breaking generational curses, but we're not all perfect. We're not going to be perfect for our children. But I just think, like, imagine how much they had to let go of growing up, of the ways that their parents were taught, and now we're letting go of some of the things that our parents taught us, because it's not right. It's not right to think that a woman is less worthy just because she's out at a certain time at night. But a man, if he goes out that night, oh, he just had a wild night. I'm sure that you've heard before, ve servirle a tu marido, go serve your boyfriend, go serve your husband. And then I already know how you guys are, because we're all here being generational curse breakers saying, like, él tiene manos. And then you become that disrespectful person. I remember there was this audio a while back on TikTok where this lady, I think it's like a parody where someone's saying, like, ay, mi hijo se casó con una que le hace de comer, él no cambia pañales, he doesn't change diapers, he doesn't cook, and mi nuera trabaja, y blah, 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 pero mi otro hijo, la muchacha es huevona, él siempre anda detrás de los chiquillos. I've heard those conversations so many times from older women talking about, like, their sons and their girlfriends and why don't they like them. And it's because now we, new generation of generational curse breakers, we're not passing on this Marianismo or this machismo. It stops with us. And a lot of the older generations do not like that. And they find that, like, oh, es mala mujer. Es mala mujer porque no hace lo que yo hacía, or she's not traditional and I don't like that. But I think it's important to be the pause in your family, the person that stops this generational curse of continuing to have Marianismo and machismo. And it affects our mental health, because if you're sacrificing so much for your whole family, for your husband, for your kids, for everybody, and you leave yourself on the back burner, you're not going to be well. And one thing that I have learned is that if you're not okay, you can't take care of other people. And I think that's why there's so many mental health issues in the Latino culture. We're taught to self-sacrifice. And if you don't self-sacrifice, then you're not a good woman. Marianismo also affects how we don't celebrate ourselves and we try to remain humble. And I think that that's something that's affected me, that I don't even know that it has until right now when I was doing all of, like, the research for this episode. I find it hard to celebrate my accomplishments because I don't want to feel like I'm showing off or I'm doing this. But lately I've been learning to give myself my flowers and just to say, hey, I did this. Because before, I used to feel like me bragging, that's not cute. It's not cute to brag, but you know what? It's okay to brag about yourself. So next time that you're struggling with, like, flexing the fact that you have a master's, you have a PhD, that you accomplished something, like, who cares? Just do it. You are breaking a generational curse by bragging about yourself. Even though I never even thought about this until I started reading all these articles about Marianismo, I'm like, wow, it really affects us in ways that, I guess, subconsciously, you don't realize, but you're still doing it. And if we continue to practice Marianismo, then we're never gonna overcome this machista culture. Marianismo has a huge health impact in our community. For example, with Marianismo, there's a lot of depression, there's a lot of anxiety, but it cultivates a culture of self-sacrifice and self-silencing, where women withhold their thoughts, their opinions, and emotions, with this being perceived as better for the whole family. So there's a lot of self-sabotaging and just keeping silence just to keep a family whole, because if you don't, then you're not a good woman. A lot of us black sheep in the family are being generational curse breakers, where we're fighting against Marianismo. And I'm proud to be part of that generation, because I don't want anyone ever to have to go through what my mom went through what my grandma went through and her mom and so on, because it stops here. Don't forget that you have the right to speak up for yourself, express your feelings, and explore your sexuality. It does not make you a bad woman. We have to let go of this way of thinking that our culture has embedded so deeply in us and just fight back. buy back and be the woman that you want to be. If that means that you're not calladita, you're still bonita, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode like I enjoyed recording for you guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Put in your orders for the totes, the beanies. There's only a few left. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and on Instagram. At the Amigi Social Club. So it's at Amigi Social Club on Instagram. I will be posting the first meetup, which is next Sunday. I believe it's the 17th. And it most likely will be in the morning in Riverside. So write that down on your calendar and I'll post it on the Unbreakable Latina page and on the Instagram for Amigi Social Club. Thank you guys so much. Have an amazing day. Talk to you soon. Bye.